This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Rob Burrows, director for the Northern California Veterans Museum. I'd like to introduce a song to you. It's a Memorial Day tribute. It's a piece by George David Kiefer Orchestra. It is a Memorial Day beautiful song for our veterans. Our debt to our heroic men and valiant women in the service of our country can never be repaid. They have earned our undying gratitude. America must never forget their sacrifices. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. I am Rob Burrows, your host this morning. That song was the Memorial Day tribute to Arlington Cemetery by George David Kiefer Orchestra. And just what a beautiful rendition, what a beautiful music piece to be able to honor our veterans. The whole idea from this program today is to be able to have a Memorial Day program without being out at the cemetery, but to be able to honor those who have gone before us and to be able to share some of their stories and to talk about their valiant effort to protect America and what she stands for and what we believe in our nation. We'll talk a little bit about TAPS right now. TAPS was first played at Harrison's Landing, Virginia, in July of 1862 during the Civil War. Within 9 months, it was adopted by both the Union and the Confederate forces. In 1891, TAPS became the standard component of all military funerals. And if you don't know what TAPS is the bugle piece that is played at the end of every military funeral, at every military service. There are rifle volleys, and then there are TAPS. And if you don't know the words to TAPS, these are the words to TAPS. There are many other renditions and lyrics, but these are the most common ones that were put forward during the Civil War time frame. Day is done, gone the sun, from the lake, from the hill, from the sky, all is well, safely rest, God is nigh. And that was written by a soldier on the battlefield that gave his life during the Civil War, and it was played, and it was played after that. And once again, it is the traditional bugle playing at the end of every military song, a service in every funeral. And when doing all of those funerals, we've heard it many, many times, but I never get tired of hearing it. And as we go through the end of the program, you'll be hearing it later on. But I think it is important for you to know the origin of where that came from. So many things came out of the Civil War, such a tragic time frame for our nation, but so many things that brought honor and respect for our nation and our military since that time frame came from the loss of life and the sacrifice during the Civil War. Even our great president, Abraham Lincoln. You've been listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We'll be right back.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State, right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us, using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
Stop right there when you see those boots and a uniform coming your way. Get off your cell phone and look them in the eye and drop that old briefcase. If you want to see what a hero looks like, this might be your chance. Before you go back home to your safe little world, y'all, don't you understand? These are the men and women.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Rob Burrows, your host this morning. And I was supposed to go ahead and perform a speech, go ahead and give a speech at the Veterans Cemetery. And obviously, we're not having a ceremony there. So I'm going to go ahead and present that speech to you this morning. And this is a Memorial Day speech that I had prepared. It's one that I had given also at the Reading Memorial Park. But obviously, it fits this morning for our service. We're here today to honor American heroes, living and dead, who have sacrificed so much to protect our freedom. Memorial Day has a long and solemn history and was formerly known as Decoration Day and originated after the American Civil War to commemorate the Union and Confederate soldiers who died in the Civil War. By the 20th century, Decoration Day had been extended to honor all Americans who have died while in the military service. Today, as we know as Memorial Day, when we remember and honor every man and woman who served our armed forces and sacrificed for our nation. There are so many places around the world where our men and women have risked life and limb. Each time they have responded with true greatness of heart. Today we are gathered here to honor and remember those who cannot be with us. Today I would like to give voice to the men and women who have given their lives for this nation. Together across the years of our nation's history, they have answered the call. They have stood the watch. They have looked neither left nor right. They did not search for an exit. They have walked steadily and unafraid into mortal danger, knowing full well all the risks and all the costs. On the rolling seas, on the dusty streets under the scorching sun, in the high mountain passes, in the darkest jungles, in the stormy skies, they simply and bravely have said, "I will go." Fueled by the deepest sense of patriotism, they have jumped into action. Kindled by the keenest commitment to human destiny, they have thrown caution to the wind. This is the spirit we honor today as we observe Memorial Day. This spirit defines the greatness of America. How many Americans share this deep awareness of what our military services means to our nation and how much our men and women in uniform are put at risk? Not many, and that is certain. We live in a nation of people who take their freedom for granted as if liberty had not been purchased with the blood, the tears, the sweat, the toil of our armed forces. Too many Americans take peace for granted as if no one had ever risked danger to make peace a reality. We should be outraged by this thoughtless disregard, and we should speak out. That is why we're gathered here today. We have come to keep the torch of memory alive. These noble Americans who have worn our nation's uniforms are our sons and our daughters. They are our fathers and our mothers. They are our family. They are our friends. They leave home to do a work of patriots, and they lead lives of quiet dignity when they return home. Today, we send a clear message to all who have worn the uniform. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your sacrifice. And thank you for standing up when your nation needed you most. I am privileged to have worn the uniform of the United States Navy for 23 years. I am proud of this uniform and the heritage it stands for. I went to war for my country, volunteered 3 tours of duty in Iraq. I understand what it means to serve a greater cause and to be prepared to lay down my life for my country. I took an oath when I joined the Navy to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It's the same oath everyone who serves this country takes. It's an important oath, because what it is saying is that we are not swearing an oath to the President of the United States. We are not swearing an oath to Congress. We are not swearing an oath to a building or to a flag or to a symbol. We are swearing an oath to a set of ideals, a document that defines who we are as a nation of moral laws, a nation that respects the rights and liberties of each American citizen, a nation that gives me the right to speak to you today and gives you the right, the freedom, to assemble and to listen. What a wonderful document it is, this document that those who have served our country are prepared to give their lives in defense of. It is this document that speaks, we the people of the United States of America. It's a document that speaks government of the people, by the people, for the people. That is why I say the uniform that our armed forces wear today is not the uniform of the United States alone. It's your uniform. We are wearing it for you. In the years since we began celebrating Memorial Day, America's armed forces have defended our freedom in many conflicts across the world. Those who say we are in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. Across our nation and around the world, the sloping hills of cemetery after cemetery, with their rows upon rows of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, are where our heroes have been laid to rest. They add up only to a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of heroes I spoke about earlier. Their lives ended in places like Bella Wood, the Argonne Forest, Omaha Beach, Anzio Beach, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chozon Reservoir, in 100 rice paddies across Vietnam and through the Middle East against terrorists and the global war on terror. Under one such marker lies a man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division, where on the Western Front he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We are told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf under the heading, My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore I will work. I will save. I will sacrifice. I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depends on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it. We will sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it, now or ever. We are Americans. Just like the young men and women who have answered our nation's call in past difficult times, so too have the young Americans of today volunteered to serve our country in the post-9/11 conflicts of Afghanistan and Iraq. The good news this time around is whatever one's views are in the war in the Middle East, the American people are not blaming the warrior for the war. The bad news is that many of these soldiers, sailors, Marines, and Airmen, have experienced multiple and extended tours of duty in the war zone. All who have served in Iraq or Afghanistan are volunteers. More than 60% of these men, military personnel, have been from the National Guard or Ready Reserve, who often are pulled away from their families, civilian jobs, and from the small businesses they run for their tours of duty in the war zone. As Americans, we appreciate their service. We give them welcome home parades this time around, and then tend to go about our business, forgetting how difficult the transition from military life to civilian life can be for those who have served in this war on terror. I also think we don't realize the reserve culture shock these veterans face when they return home from the war zone. It's amazing to me how we are trained to prepare to go into battle, but never trained or prepared for being dropped back into civilian society, which seems so disconnected from the soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen that have just experienced the situations in the combat zone so far removed from home. The operational tempo is so extreme, it isolates the warrior from everyday life back at home. And our sons and daughters have confronted the specter of worldwide terrorism face to face. We cannot ignore the fact that there is very little glory in war. But there is suffering. There is pain. There is sickness and blood. These are the true human costs of war. So today I ask you, as we remember those who have sacrificed and those who are serving right now in our stay across the globe, do not forget our warriors, our new veterans of tomorrow, as they continue to return home broken and weary. I encourage our veterans organizations and North State communities to reach out to these new veterans, our comrades in arms, to support them, to support their families, and to embrace them into our homes and hearts as they begin the healing process and readjustment back into their new lives once again. Thank you for being here today. Your presence tells me that you stand ready to make sure that this flame of patriotism never dies, and that it is filled with honor and respect for those who have served our nation and for those who are serving today. Thank you, and may God bless America. And may God bless our men and women in uniform.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
Good morning. Once again, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Rob Burrows, Director for the Northern California Veterans Museum. And I just want to say thank you for being with us today as we honor our veterans as this Memorial Day tribute and to make sure that they do not go unforgotten. The only way someone can be forgotten is that they are not remembered. And so it is critical for us to make sure that we remember all of our veterans who have served across our nation during all of the conflicts of our nation, and to make sure that we understand why our freedom is so important. If you know a child or granddaughter, grandson, or a neighborhood kid or child, I would implore you, encourage you to share what patriotism is to them, what the sacrifice of our men and women who serve our country, why that is so critical, why it is so important. The only way for us to continue the patriotism in our nation and for us to continue to honor those who have fallen and sacrificed and shed their blood for us is for us to continue to share that information with them and tell them why it is so important. Memorial Day weekend has become a holiday. Everybody gets a chance to go out and do whatever they want, except for this year, as far as going to the lake and skiing and the beaches and hiking and whatever else. You may be having just a small meal with family this year. You may have a lot of family coming over for a picnic or whatever this weekend. I would ask you to just take a moment, to take a minute, to be able to share with them, hey, you know what? It's Memorial Day weekend. You know what Memorial Day weekend is about? It's about our military men and women who went to war and gave their lives for us, for have the freedom we have, for us to be able to live where we live, to be able to have the freedoms that we have. Yes, you might not be able to get toilet paper. Yes, you might have to stand in a line to get something because other people are selfish and they hoard. This is still the greatest nation in the world. And if you've not been outside the United States, you've never been to another country, you have no reason to complain because every other country out there is a third world country. We have so much. We are blessed with so much because of those who have gone before us. Right now, we're going to go ahead and play a song. This is a real tribute song. It's dedicated to Shereen Reglan and to the Reglan family for their loss, if you're reading this.
You're reading this, my mama's sitting there. Looks like I only got a one-way ticket away. I sure wish I'd give you one more kiss. And war was just a game we played when we were kids. Well, I'm laying down my gun, hanging up my boots. I'm up here with God and we're both watching over you. So lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town. And know my soul is where my if you're reading this, I'm already home. If you're reading this, halfway around the world, I won't be there to see the birth of our little girl. I hope she looks like you. I hope she fights like me. Stands up for the innocent and the weak. I'm laying down my gun, hanging up my boots. Till Dad, I don't regret that I followed in his shoes. So lay me down in that open field out on town. And know my soul is where my mom always prayed
said it would go. If you're Venus, I'm already home. If you're Venus, there's gonna come a day. You move on and find someone else, and that's okay. Just remember this, I'm in a better place. The soldiers live in peace, and angels sing amazing grace. Lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town, and my mom always prayed that it would go. If you're reading this, I'm already home.
Dedicated to Chad Reglan, killed in action, Afghanistan, United States Navy SEAL. Thank you, Chad, for your service, your sacrifice to our country.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 1460 AM.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
To the mailbox,
on that bright summer's day. Found a letter from her son in a war far away. He spoke of the weather and good friends that he'd made. Said, I've been thinking about that. Still not forget. All the tears stained the paper with every word.
What a wonderful song, returning back from World War II battle back to his home after his mother thought he'd been captured and killed during World War II by the Nazi Germans. And it's a song that brings us, just kind of yanks out your heartstrings about the men and women, the mothers and the fathers who wait for their sons and daughters to return from the front lines to come back. And they don't know whether they're in good health. They don't know if they're injured. They don't know if they've been captured. They don't know if they've sacrificed their lives. But it's that hope, it's that waiting for it to happen, for them to come back. And sometimes it doesn't, and that sacrifice is made, but other times it is, and those individuals come back. And once again, I refer back to Psalm 91, God's shield or protection. If you, during this time frame when the world seems to be upside down and everything else seems to be given problems and you don't know where to look, I would encourage you to get a Bible and read Psalm 91. I read it before every mission in Iraq. It's something that saved my life. It's something that gave me courage. It gave me strength to be a leader when the enemy was face to face. And it was sometimes it was all we could do to just make it second by second, but God had brought us all home. I'd like to just read you a final word on this Memorial Day program. General George C. Marshall, U.S. Army Chief of Staff during World War II, once said, "We are building morale, not on supreme confidence in our ability to conquer and subdue other peoples, not in reliance on things of steel and the super excellence of guns and planes and bomb sites, but on things more potent. We are building it on belief, for it is what men believe that makes them invincible. It is what men believe that makes them invincible. If you believe that God has given you the strength and given you the energy to do what you need to do, if you're looking for an opportunity to be able to move forward, I encourage you once again to look up Psalm 91 and read it and stand on those promises from God. I used those and read those, and it brought back all 25 of my men through every one of those 177 combat missions. And I'm a firm believer that God guides our footsteps if we believe in Him. This Memorial Day weekend, I encourage you, if you have the opportunity, to go out to the cemetery at Igo Veterans Cemetery, take a moment and reflect on those who have served and sacrificed for our nation. If you can't go, try to listen to the message on Monday morning at 10 a.m. and Sunday evening on KIXE is the National Memorial Day program. And I always watch that. It's just a wonderful tribute to our nation and to those who serve. Thank you for listening today. And we'll be ending our program with Arlington by Chase Atkins.
Never thought that this is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag and told my mom and dad, "We're proud of your son." And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. And when we finally found that cross, he said, "Son, this is what it costs to keep us free." Now here I am, 1,000 stones away from him. He recognized me on the first day I came in, and it gave me a chill when he clicked his heels and saluted me. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace. I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. Every time I hear 21 guns, I know they brought another hero home to us. We're thankful for those, thankful.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Casey and